Good morning. We have Mason Villarma, who is the interim borough manager of Wrangell, and we have Shannon McCarthy with the Department of Transportation. Today is Monday, December 4th. So, how are both of you?
I'm doing really well.
Yeah, doing great over here too. We just had a staff meeting this morning, and spirits are good right now.
Awesome. Great. Shannon, today, from what we talked about previously this week, the process for concrete begins, right? Do you
That's
have
right.
do you how is that going? Do you know?
Well, it's going well. The work really progressed yesterday in terms of the site, especially from that northern end with the tree removal. So we were able to remove enough debris that we can actually start the rock slope stabilization on that side, on the northern side. And that is going to be really an improvement in terms of safety. And then we're starting to prep that area for the concrete pour that will occur sometime this week. And like we had chatted about before, it does take a little while. Once you pour it, it will take 2 or 3 days to harden up and to allow traffic to get back on it.
Yeah, and does it depend on weather too, if it's raining or not?
Yeah, it is, yes, there's definitely weather dependency. We may be able to, put a canopy over it. I don't know yet. I'll have to double check with the construction, see what their plan is. There's a lot of different things we can do to make this work.
And then, do you have any new updates as well?
Oh, just in that, in terms of we're working on that rock slope stabilization, and then work on the downhill side is also continuing today. But we've really been able to make a lot of progress in the last, 48 hours. So that's been really good.
That's really great. And then, Mason, so I just found out the community has expressed concern about the 3 mile area. There was a previous small landslide behind the Nugget community. Where could you tell me where exactly is the geological monitoring and surveying is happening? Is it throughout the whole area, 3 mile on up, or do you
Yeah,
know?
really appreciate the question. I think there's been a lot of concern from the community. In fact, we received a call from dispatch late last night at around 11 p.m. that they might have heard something. So me and the fire chief headed up there with headlamps and some other technology to kind of survey the area and hiked around, didn't see anything. And I know a lot of other people have been doing the same thing. The surveying crews that run site from the state had flown it. We have LIDAR of the area. And I want to, kind of debunk any misconceptions of the area. So there was a previous slide that had occurred several years back. If folks wanted to go on to Google Earth, the last time that was updated, it was 2021. And that slide's still very prevalent in that mapping system. Onyx had the same thing. So that slide's been around for a while. I know that there's been some information circulating on Facebook that this might be a new slide, but I want to ensure folks that's in fact not. And we are working with the state to continue monitoring that with drones. And at this time, there's been no changes as a result of the last couple of weeks. So it's definitely on our mind as one to continue to provide oversight over, but no changes noted.
And then, with the drones, when the drone in the box comes as well with DOT, that's going to be one of the drones that will be monitoring, correct?
I believe, and Shannon can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the drone that will be placed out the road will be utilized for that landslide specifically, given the impacts to DOT's jurisdiction. But Shannon might be able to comment on it more than I can.
Yeah. The reason why we chose this specific kind of drone on the box is that not only can we monitor the landslide area at milepost 11, but it gives us the range that we can actually look at other areas along the roadway because we knew that safety was a concern for the community. So this actually gives us a lot of flexibility to check out other locations in conjunction with the borough.
Great, thank you. And how far do you think the drone that drone in the box will go along the highway then?
It can go, and I'll have to double check on the range, but it does give us a tremendous amount of flexibility to, from what I understand, we could survey the entire road if need be.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And I would also comment, Colette, that the fire department is looking at purchasing some other drones and actually having some training in-house done to continue the oversight capacity of the 3 mile area and beyond to start dams. But we did get assurance from the state crew and our folks on the ground that the dams in the 3 mile area are stable at this time.
Great. That's really good news. Thank you. Yeah. And then also this week at City Hall, there will be office hours for the individual assistants, right? Do you know the office hours?
Not off the top of my hand. I know Desiree has said she's going to change a little bit from what Lenita was hosting here in City Hall, just because it sounded like there might be an interest in different hours. But she will be doing it by appointment as well. And I'll follow up and get you a number that you can contact Desiree with.
Oh, perfect. Anything else you'd like to add? Any other updates, Mason?
Yeah, I think we're obviously addressing our recovery efforts now, but we're really forward looking in terms of enhanced monitoring capabilities and allowing the borough to better predict potential slide areas. That's our focus. We're really working with our legislators to make an investment in our public safety project. So we're really hammering those things home right now, as well as looking at updating our EOP. We plan on drafting our EOP kind of based off of Sitka's. Theirs is a lot newer and well thought out. They've experienced some of these disasters. So I'll be taking a stab at redrafting that, putting it before some of our directors, and then we'll open it up for a community comment with the hopes to pass the EOP by the end of January, if not the first meeting in February.
Great. And could you just, for people who don't know what EOP means, what does that mean?
Yeah, emergency operations plan. And at its, you know, and we have an EOP separately for the dam itself, but we want a comprehensive document that allows folks, whether there's a new manager in charge or a new fire chief, that has all the updated context for who you call when a disaster hits. You know, we didn't have an updated EOP at this time, so there were some deficiencies there, and it's pretty remarkable that all of our staff were able to respond in such a timely manner and get a hold of the folks we needed to. But, you know, updating all the state EOC contacts, updating the DGGS contacts, and, you know, just all the local contractors that we need to engage and having those readily available. So no matter who is sitting in a position, that information is available and we can respond in a really swift fashion. And on top of that, it outlines the procedures on how to address different situations, you know, tsunami, landslide, earthquake, you know, the sheltering that's in inventory. It's a really comprehensive document and something that's not that shouldn't be downplayed, because it is it will serve as a guiding force moving forward.
Those are all the questions I have. If either of you have anything else to add, please let me know.
Yeah, Colette, one more thing on Nixle. We're going to be really launching a robust Nixle campaign. I know that we're going to post a lot of QR codes and signs and point people to our website. But, you know, at the face of this storm, 10% of the borough residency was subscribed to Nixle. So about 200 folks. And we're hoping to, you know, achieve 75% by the summertime. So for folks that are listening in, if you go to that wrangle.com, you go to how do I, and then Nixle registration. And it's really simple. It's really quick, but that'll provide some meaningful information and updates, as well as critical alerts that would indicate something's happened within the borough and how to take care of it. So just would really implore everybody to go to sign up for Nixle, and we'll be utilizing that more and more. Might even use it, in the capacity of addressing disasters and more of emergency updates, but I think we'll actually even have more like, you know, green alerts that, hey, you know, property taxes are due in 2 weeks, and just so it's another mode of communication for folks. So I would just preface it that it won't always just be for emergency use. We'll probably utilize it for other important updates to better the community.
Wonderful. That's really good to know. Thank you. And do you have anything else you'd like to add, Shannon?
Nothing else, but we'll have more updates. We'll make sure to share them with you and post them on social media as well.
Perfect. So we will meet next on Wednesday. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Yep. Take care as well. Have a good day.
Have a great day, guys. Bye-bye.